This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
I think I saw Jason Campbell out there, the head football coach for the University of Toledo. I do know at 8:16 that the University of Toledo president, Sharon Gaber, is on the other end of our line. Madam President, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. How long have you been president there?
I've just finished my third year.
Good for you. It's a wonderful university. There's a lot of positive momentum going on right now on the UT campus and growth in student enrollment, research funding, fundraising overall, really, and overall Rocket Pride. I think that it takes a little time to get into the groove, and you're certainly into the groove now with your 3 years. You just completed a successful school year with a record number of students participating in your spring graduation ceremony.
Yeah, we're excited. We've had graduation rates that are the highest that they've been in 20 years, and really student success is our number one priority. So we're thrilled that more and more students are choosing to come here, and we're looking forward to a great fall class coming in that also will show some growth and continue the positive momentum.
One area I know that's been of great concern for you, great focus for you in recent years has been to celebrate your research excellence and strengthen the reputation of UT. Have you moved the needle? I think you have. What do you think?
Well, thank you. I think we have too, yes. Well, so again, it's been another area of focus. So total research award dollars are at a five-year high. We're thrilled. We want our students to have research opportunities along with our faculty and researchers. UT was recently ranked among the top 100 universities in the world for patents for innovation, and that was by the National Academy of Innovators. And we had three researchers on campus named Fellows of the American Academy for the Advancement of Science. So really, we've doubled down with our focus. We've identified areas of research strength and emerging areas of research strength. And in terms of the reputation, we're continuing to work on our rankings. The College of Nursing, for example, jumped 20 spots in the U.S. News & World Report's ranking of top graduate programs. So we will continue to focus on that across the campus.
I just got a text from Larry Burns, the president of the Larry.
Yes,
He just told me to say hello. So there.
Well, thank you. Good. Hi, Larry.
Radio immediacy. All right. Very good. Right. And the UT Medical Center, speaking of that, is a sponsor here at the tournament. What's new at the hospital?
Well, we're proud to be a sponsor of this great event. And as you know, probably every year, more than 300,000 people rely on UTMC for their medical care. We are continuing to focus and reemphasize primary care, which serves that community, and we also want to be a part of the solution associated with the opioid epidemic, and we've opened a detox unit, and we have expanded our affiliation with the Hazelden Betty Ford Patient Care Network to help serve people who are suffering from addiction. So again, UTMC continues to be vibrant in the community, but really focusing on how do we best serve the South Toledo area.
Dr. Sharon L. Gaber with us, 17th president of the University of Toledo, started about 3 years ago, I think the summer of 2015.
Yeah.
President of note, the former president at MSU, Luana Simon, her husband Roy, huge MSU football fans. Now you have the Rockets as the reigning MAC champs. Are you a big fan, and are we looking for another good year?
Of course I'm a big fan, and yes, we are. We're certainly excited, and you mentioned that Jason Candle was out there, and you also know he was the conference coach of the year. We expect to have another fantastic year. And I have to say, not only am I proud of the team's success, but I'm proud of sort of how they're doing in the classroom also. The student athletes earned the highest combined GPA in school history.
Wow.
And we won the Jacoby Trophy for our women's athletics program in the MAC. So we've had success across the board, and we're looking to another great football season.
Doctor, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for all you do here at the University of Toledo and in the whole area. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Sharon L. Gaber, the president of the fine University of Toledo.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.